Sutta Goswami said, having patiently heard her words, Lord Sri Krishna, who is always very affectionate to his devotees, could at once understand that Ashwatthama, the son of Dronacharya, had thrown the Brahmastra to finish the last life in the Pandava family. Purport. The Lord is impartial in every respect, but still he is inclined toward his devotees, because there is a great necessity of this for everyone's well-being. The Pandava family was a family of devotees, and therefore the Lord wanted them to rule the world. That was the reason he vanquished the rule of the company of Duryodhana and established the rule of Maharaj Yudhishthir. Therefore, he also wanted to protect Maharaj Parikshit, who was lying in embryo. He did not like the idea that the world should be without the Pandavas, the ideal family of devotees. Om Ganatimirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Miditam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupakata Mahyam Tathati Shapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindabaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodi Priye Vansha Kolpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hari Hari Sutu Vacha Upadharya Vachastasya Bhagavan Bhaktavatsalaha Apandavam Midam Kartum Jauni Rastram Abhujata Upadharya Vachastasya Abhujata. By hearing her words, he could understand that Ashwatthama had thrown the Brahmastra. Well, that's strange in a way, because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjana pavishyani chabhutani mam tu vedana kaschana. Krishna says, I know everything, past, present, and future. So how is it that he understood Ashwatthama's act, understood what he'd done, only after patiently hearing from Uttara? Didn't he already know? Oh, elsewhere in the Bhagavatam it said, Ati Marjani Bhagavan Guta Kapitamanusha. When Krishna comes along with Lord Balaram, they play as if ordinary human beings. Ati Marjani Bhagavan. Guta Kapitamanusha. Concealed, hidden, masked as human beings. And so, just to keep pace with his pastimes, or with his program of human-like activities, he finds out about this only after being informed by Uttara. Otherwise, he already had the capability to understand everything. But Ati Marjani Bhagavan Guta Kapitamanusha. He's playing like a human being. So he understood it after being informed. Upadharya Vajastasya Bhagavan Bhaktavatsala. After hearing her words, I don't think she directly said, Droni has sent a Brahmastra, but Krishna is very intelligent. He could understand this is the cause. This rogue, Ashwatthama, has fired a Brahmastra to kill the child in the womb. Apandavam idam kartam. To get rid of the Pandavas completely. A vicious program. He wanted to kill the Pandavas and kill the child in the womb so that the dynasty would be finished. But Jayastu Panduputranam Yasya Pakshe Janardana. Victory is on the side of the Pandavas, on whose side Krishna is. Yasya Pakshe Janardana. Because Krishna is Bhakta Vatsa, the friend or well-wisher, who's very affectionate toward his devotees. Samoham Sarvabhuteshu Name Dveshosti Na Priyaha. Krishna is equal to all. He has no favorites. He has no enemies. But yej pajanti tu mam bhaktya mayi te teshu chapyam. I'm very intimately related with those who are my devotees, who engage in my devotional service with love. Mayi te. They're in me. Teshu chapyam. And I'm in them. Sadhava hridiyam mayam, sadhava hridiyam tvaham. Krishna says elsewhere, I'm in the hearts of the devotees, and the devotees are in my heart. They don't know anyone but me, so I don't know anyone but them. This is Krishna. In the 12th chapter, devotional service, Bhagavad Gita. The Lord said, Yomad Bhakta Same Priyaha, Yomad Bhakta Same Priyaha, Yomad Bhakta Same Priyaha. Describing the devotees. It's a person with these qualities, those qualities. He's my devotee, or my devotee has these qualities. And Me Priyaha, therefore he's very dear to me. Or he is dear to me, not just therefore, but my devotee is dear to me and he has so many good qualities. Yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavat jikinchana sarvaya gunaistatra samasute sura. Then at the end of the chapter, yetu dharmamritam idam yatoktam paryupasate shradhana matparama bhaktas te diva me priya. Someone who follows this path of devotional service, dharmamritam idam, this eternal path of devotional service, yatoptam, as spoken by me, not by mental concoction doing something else, but following strictly as I've laid it down, shradhana, with great faith, matparama, making me the ultimate goal in life, bhaktaste ativa me priya. Ati means exceedingly. In India they say too much affectionate. Ati means very much. Ativa me priya. Such a devotee is exceedingly dear to me. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna says, I would cut off my right arm for my devotee. I would cut off my right arm for my devotee. And there are so many other verses where the Lord makes such statements that my devotees are the ones who are glorious. Prabhupada mentions sometimes that Krishna is not known as Karmi Vatsala or Jnani Vatsala. Very affectionate to the Karmis, very affectionate to the Jnanis. Bhakta Vatsala. Because they've dedicated themselves to Krishna's to Krishna, and Krishna's one of his qualities is grateful. He's not ungrateful. So if someone dedicates his life to the service of the Lord is grateful. Even though he has thousands of servitors, unlimited numbers of servitors, some of them extraordinarily qualified, still if someone renders him service, then the Lord is grateful. Oh, this person has served me. So bhakta vatsala, affectionate. Why is he driving the chariot of Arjuna? Because of being the son of a charioteer, that Karna was considered low class. He's not a kshatriya, he's a sutaputra. He's the son of a charioteer, you know, like a taxi driver. You know, it's not a very high position. But Krishna took that position. He became the sarathi for Partha Arjuna out of affection. Out of affection for Arjuna. So when Krishna acts, he's always acting with affection for his devotees. Paratranaya sadhuna. His mission in coming is to vanquish the demons and save the devotees. But Prabhupada said vanquishing the demons he could do by a little slap of his material energy. But it's to favor the devotees. The devotees are very eager to see the Lord, to serve the Lord. So the Lord personally appears for their sake. This is Krishna. Very affectionate. He's affectionate as a friend. He's affectionate as a master. He's affectionate as a child. He's affectionate as a husband or lover. Yayatam am prapadyante, tam stataiva bhajamyam. He's the reservoir of all kinds of affection. Every kind of affection is there in Krishna. So the Uttara was a pure devotee of Krishna, and she's surrendering to Krishna. Pahi pahi maha. Yogin, please save me, please save me. Please save me means please save my child. Bahi Bahi Mahayogin. I think that's Uttara, or is that Arjun? I've forgotten. Anyway, Arjun prays that way. Arjun and Uttara prays that way, both of them. When this Brahmastra is there, they both take shelter of Krishna. This is the characteristic of a devotee. He's always takes shelter of Krishna. He knows there's no other shelter. Every other shelter depends on Krishna. So why depend on those who are dependent? Of course, from another point of view, the devotee is the servant of the servant of the servant. But they're the dependable servants. To depend on the dependable devotee is the path of Krishna consciousness. Maybe I'll stop and see what kind of questions there might be.